This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
We got him. We got the chef. 98.9 FM, Murray Country. Work experience, Naz down here with us, as well as Jacob Maguire all the way from Warrabinda. We finally caught him.
I was up
Warrie
last week.
Oh, true.
Hey, what you doing up there?
I was doing a Tucker Time program.
Oh, man, Matt, that's awesome. Yeah, so back down here for Meandra Markets now. What have you got going at your store today, brother?
So, here down at the beautiful Meandra Market, showcasing all of my bits and pieces. I'm Kieran Anderson. I'm a caretaker of Quandamooka Kalalea Waka Waka. But, yeah, everyone knows me as the Quandamooka chef.
Yeah, and what were you chefing up today?
Yeah, so we're doing a couple of cooking demos today. First one, 11:30, we cooked up a recipe from back home on Stradbroke Island called jalam, or a cured fish dish known as namas in different parts as we go further up to that TI country. And then we go across the other side of the world and they call it something like ceviche. using my products in the dish, and then also talking about my education space where I travel around all different communities, connecting in and showcasing First Nations culture through food, art, and theatre.
What's the hardest bush tucker to cook properly?
Oh, that's a good one. Hardest one. Well, a lot of these dug-eye fellas don't know how to cook kangaroo properly. So they always say it's chewy and it's tough, and I say, hey, you don't know how to cook it properly. That's like, you need a black fella to cook it.
Hey. Yeah, so what's the best way to cook kangaroo then?
Burn it. Nah, give it. So cut Murray, best way. Yeah. Cook him in the ground. Best way, we still do that old ways, you know, cook and cut Murray. But then, you know, I'm a chef by trade too, so we do cook it in the pan, but medium rare. Yeah. Don't overdo it.
Sorry. And we've got so many stalls, and it's like earrings and, you know, paintings and all that. How important is it for you to show out for all the First Nation chefs out there?
That's part of culture, eh? It's representing who you are, where you're from, and making sure you carry them old stories through. And for me, it's doing it through food, and especially food sovereignty. It's about supporting mob, you know, because us black fellas, we only got 2% of this First Nations food industry. 98% is non-Indigenous. So part of it for me is to re-educate and decolonize people's minds around First Nations food, because, yeah, it's not a trend. You know, it's old, and it's our sacredness of who we are as caretakers of country. Yeah.
Beautifully said. Thanks for your time here down here today at Meandra Markets. Thanks, no Kieran.
Too early.
This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.